Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, in today's times, we hear a lot of people throwing around a lot of platitudes. Have a positive attitude. Always look on the bright side of things. If you have a positive attitude and you have a position of always looking on the bright side of things, you will be successful. And I agree, you need to have a positive mental attitude. I mean, that's what people like Norman Peel, if you ever heard of Norman Peel, Napoleon Hill, or Andrew Carnegie, or how about Dale Carnegie? All of those people were selling positive mental attitudes, thinking you are. And that really does work, and it's really important. But there is a problem with that. The problem with that is we're only seeing one side of it. If we don't look at both sides, if we don't say we have a positive attitude for the future, we're going to put ourselves in a position of looking at things on the bright side. But we have to keep our mind open, and we have to look for what's not working. We have to look for the negativity. We have to root it out. We have to find out what's not working. We have to find out how we can do it better. We have to find out who has a great attitude, who doesn't have a great attitude. Who's making the company work? Who's holding the company back? So it's a two-sided conversation. Yes, we're going to move forward. Yes, we can do this. Yes, this is absolutely terrific. On the other side, we have to say, what's wrong with our business? What's wrong with the way we're doing business? We just lost this contract. Why did we do this? It's easy to say, we'll get the next one. We're really smiling. It really didn't matter that we lost this one. There's another one coming up. True statement. But why did we lose it? Why were we in a position where we were not successful? If we're not exploring that, if we're not constantly on guard looking for the negativity, looking for the things that don't work, looking for the people who are creating a problem, we want to encourage the people who make our life better, who make us successful, who help us grow the business, and we also want to pay attention to everything and anything that's not working in the business. If we don't do that, we find that we are going to have problems, and we're going to make statements like, you know, all I do is put fires out all day. We don't want to be in that situation. So CEOs, presidents, and business owners, a positive attitude is not always the best answer in business. Your business works because you do things well. But why does your business really work? Because you do things well and you understand and root out things that are not going well and you change them. And when you do that and when you work both sides of it, then you are a business person who is destined for success. And less stress. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.